Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and before we get going with Larry, Larry's with us too, I want to do a little housekeeping and talk about our Night Shadows pay site. It's $9.95 a month. And you will find all kinds of information. And what it's really for is to help support Night Shadows radio. There is no free lunch. It does cost money to put all this stuff together. But anyway, when you get in there, you will find all kinds of ebooks. You will find audio. You'll find video. We have a news site. And I believe that's called Zombieland News, and that's updated very frequently. As I said, all kinds of e-books and whatnot. Here's just a little bit of it. The Truth Behind the Great Seal of the United States. Tithonia City, which we're going to talk about tonight with Larry, and what really went on there. Angel Fall Previews. Prophetic Insiders, you get all the Prophetic Insiders for free. We got a new one just out, and I think you'll really enjoy it because it's the Antarctic mystery and what's really going on down there, and it's really just part one. It's quite extensive what's happening down there. We're going to get into that. There's a new bots out that gets into some of that as well. Out of that area is going to come a paradigm shift and a destruction of Christianity, Judaism, and all the major religions of the world. This is all part of Project Bluebeam. You'll get that. The most paranormal event, Mystery of Christ, from the Lowest Room, which is an interesting one that Patty Greeneagle does. Thunder from the Throne, interviews with Art Bell, Randy Yarbrough. You get full access to a lot of things down there. Paranormal, for example, with Jesus a Gnostic. We have a kind of a humor one called Doofus Dingle, but you'll find an awful lot of information on what's going on around the world with Doofus. We haven't done one lately, but they're all timeless. Such e-books as Babylon Down. They're all kinds of new study guides and books. And help us by subscribing. We're not asking people to donate, but if we'd rather have you get something for what you give to us. And I want to also thank everyone for their great support for Larry and Darnett. Just a tremendous outpouring. And we really, really appreciate you all doing that. Anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Boy, what's going on with Trump, no matter what he does, is just being pounded on left and right. Reminds me of Jeremiah, ruler against ruler, violence in the land. It just continues and goes on and on and on. What's the latest on that? I guess Tillerson did get nominated or confirmed as Secretary of State.
That's correct, Stuart. He did, and they're working on some more now. It appears that the Democrats are totally abandoning Congress and not even sitting in the room or trying to vote or even attempting to ask questions. It's almost a ban put on by the Democrats of Congress and the activities that's going on, and the in an attempt to stall the Trump administration. As you said, and you opened so clearly with what is going on with this storm around Trump, because it absolutely is. And what's recently interesting, too, is Neil Gorsuch, that the Supreme Court nominee of Trump,
yes.
The man is incredible, absolutely impeccable, incredible, you know, one that you couldn't even imagine them turning down, and yet they have already, before he was reportedly announced, declared a total war against his nominee, Trump's nominee. And so, you know, when you said ruler against ruler, talking about Jeremiah, for people who hadn't read that, they really should go read about the ruler against ruler and what surrounds that time frame. And I think we're really there. I think this is irreversible, it seems, Stuart. I hear more and more mention of, like, civil war and revolution, and of course, California is on a move to try to become a sanctuary state and change their constitution so they can leave the union if they should choose. And more reports of Obama being called out of his political retirement to confront again Trump. So ruler against ruler.
Well, you know what's kind of interesting about this is there is a comment in the scripture, and I think it's in Revelation, where John talks about seven powers, and one is and one is not, and then is again. And I happen to take it to the level of nations. But there's a fellow that's come out, and I'm not telling anybody to believe it, and nor am I subscribing necessarily to it. It's just interesting that if you start at 1967 and with Jerusalem retaking of Jerusalem by the IDF. That was under Lyndon Johnson, I believe. If you come forward, Donald Trump is the eighth president. Out of the seven is the eighth. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to Donald, but I'll tell you what, the threats that are coming out against him are really, really nasty. And I've never seen anything like that in America. The people, we mentioned this before, Larry, you were an officer, and when you got involved in domestics, where logic, where reasoning flies out the window because it's absolutely just emotions. This is what we're involved with here. This is all emotional. It's a domestic, and I don't know how they're going to solve it. You can't reason with these people. And, of course, I think what we're watching, I don't know if you agree with it or not, like your opinion on it, I think we are witnessing an attempted communist takeover of the United States. This is exactly what they do. They've done it with other nations. They stir up all kinds of trouble. They stir up anger and hatred, and they turn it into an emotional thing where people just virtually lose their minds. Whoopi Goldberg, here's an example, claims that Trump is the same as the Taliban. Now, how would any rational person even consider such a thing? What's your take?
If you would, my take is I've watched Whoopi Goldberg speak these same type things for a number of years now, and I sit there and I look at her and I think, would I want to sit down at the same table with her and try to have a intelligent dialogue? Well, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't waste my time. Stuart, this is exactly what I have talked about so many years, that you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. This is absolute. This is a domestic, and it's odd, Stuart, that remember the swearing in the Constitution,
yes.
Enemies foreign and domestic? Well, this is domestic. This is the domestic part where you have enemies that would destroy you and kill you. And we're getting there, Stuart. And I think this links back in to ruler against ruler. And this is leading forward because you cannot have intelligent dialogue with people that are operating on this emotional level. I've seen it too many times in what we call man and wife domestics or whatever, domestic family violence. And it usually does result in violence. You might put it off a day or two. You might go out there two or three times, but you're going to wind up with one killing the other one before it's over. And I think it ties back to ruler against ruler, and this is the domestic part. You hit that nail right on the head. This is the domestic part of enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes. Yeah, they have infiltrated the United States, and now we're watching a coup attempt. This is really a nationalist, like Trump claims to be. He believes in the Constitution. He wants to take America back to the Constitution. And the globalists, of course, don't want it at all because it's going against everything the UN and the communist, Marxist, Fabian socialists have been laying down the gridwork for I don't know how many years, at least 70. And now all of a sudden we have a blockage, and I just don't understand how they're going to pull him down, but I can't imagine unless he's part of this. And this is that Masonic Ordo Ab Kaio. I do not understand how they could not attempt to get rid of Trump one way or another. And you mentioned the prophecies. Folks, if you haven't read it, go into, number one, Isaiah chapter 47. That's about America, as it is, it interweaves, of course, with ancient Babylon. Then Jeremiah 50 and 51, and Revelation 18, and part of Revelation 17. 17 deals more with the spiritual aspects, but Revelation 18 deals with the literal nation that is America. And it's easy to prove. In fact, I put out two documentaries on it. Why America is Babylon. That's a two-hour one. And the Babylon, the America-Babylon connection, which is actually, I think, 6 hours long. Because there's so many connections between ancient Babylon, modern Babylon, and why the prophecies only fit the United States. And we are watching this prophecy being fulfilled 100% accurately right under the noses of the American people. And yet most scholars refuse to even accept the fact that America is even in prophecy, let alone Babylon. And they are very deceived individuals. It's shocking when you first figure it out, but once you figure out who America is, then all the little questions fall into place. So with Trump now put on notice, obviously it came from Trump, Iran, what's the story on that, Larry?
Well, what's interesting is the fact that, we're just now finding out that apparently the Obama administration hid some of the Iranian ballistic missile tests. We're finding out more were fired under Obama than we were told were fired under Obama. And, of course, what did Obama do? Not one thing, you remember me. The last 6 months or so, I've talked to Augusto, on his show, and then I was talking on Night Shadows, and you remember me saying, this is how, and I was referring to the Obama administration and what they had been doing for a number of years. I said, this is how you start a war. Everybody's saying, oh, he's making peace. But I said, oh, no. I said, this is how you start a big war. And what's interesting, there were two reports came out today. Matter of fact, you can find them. I posted them on the blog. And then Koenig International News also put them forward. And they're scattered throughout mainstream media, and especially Fox. One headline says, Trump, White House, puts Iran on notice. And Michael Flynn, we're talking about, one of Trump's people that was a general.
Yes.
has come out now saying that the Obama administration emboldened Iran to begin this activity. Now, Michael Flynn came out and gave that and put Iran on notice today, and he indicated two positions. He said, number one, that Iran had made a mistake because they thought some of their people off Yemen were attacking an American ship, but they actually wound up almost blowing up a Saudi Arabian ship. Their calculations weren't accurate, but Michael Flynn advised Iran, we know you were coming after an American ship. And the other one is that they fired another ballistic missile, and he put them on notice. And there's been rhetoric all day on, especially Fox, who's about all I watch anymore because they're closer to the truth than most of the rest of them. But they were saying that asking if this was a red line, and some of the people that surround Trump said, well, we don't know, but it'll be a different red line than the one Obama drew in the sand. And then what's interesting, the other headline, and I'd like your opinion on this, the other headline is reporting also, it said Iran warns Trump over this missile dispute. And as that happened in the UN, an American UN envoy stood up and hit back with rhetoric. So we are leaning towards, words that are going to have consequences, it appears.
Well, if Iran pushes at Trump, there's no question what Trump's going to do. He will not hesitate. And if Iran, if you get into Daniel chapter 8, folks, if you read Daniel chapter 8, which is a latter-day prophecy, it's about a ram and a he-goat. And there was a fellow over in Israel who had done a lot of research on that, and he came to the conclusion that we are the he-goat and that Iran is the ram, and that's what this is all about. Well, basically, the prophecy says that Iran, very unexpectedly, will do a blitzerig attack east, west, north, and south. I don't know what triggers it, but anyway, in that thing, the he-goat touches not the ground, so this is an aerial attack on Iran and pretty well bloodies her nose to the point of near death. And more or less pounds the ram into the ground. So this is going to be very, very interesting because it looks like this is where we're headed, don't you think, with Daniel chapter 8. Maybe that's going to come first before the Isaiah 17 conflict, which then leads into Ezekiel 38:39. What say you on that?
You may be right, Stuart. I read Daniel 8 after you had brought it up, and it seems to be a classic endeavor of what you just talked about. And sometimes this is how wars start, with Michael Flynn saying that the Obama administration had done nothing but embolden Iran, which exactly is what they've done, because every
yes.
time even the Iranians captured, our Navy, there was no consequences ever. And so that Iran has been led into a scenario that they can do anything they want, and we will bow to them continually. Now, I'm kind of interested to see. I don't think Trump bows easily, and I think they're going to have a surprise. But what's striking and also kind of dovetails into this, what we're talking about, the 15th, February, Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting Trump at the White House, and there are reports that Iran is the main topic. Now, if you'll remember, Debka File just reported the other day, they said that one of the headlines was that Russia was pushing Iranian troops out of Syria, and
yes.
also that the Trump administration was about to clip Iran's wings. Now, what does that mean? I cannot tell you. There was no interpretation. This is just the wording. But it looks to me as if it appears where we're heading next week, or, the 15th, when Netanyahu is in the White House with Trump, that there are already plans being made. I do believe that, and I think Daniel 8 is strikingly possibly nigh at hand.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the insiders on the Illuminati, and I can't remember who it was, but he was high-ranking, said that nothing of consequence happens on planet Earth without it first being approved. So it may be that Obama deliberately, you know, he's, I don't know why the American people ever thought he was a Christian. He hated Christians. He was pro-Muslim. He said he would defend the Muslims if push came to shove. He allowed the Muslim Brotherhood into the highest reaches of the White House. And we've got CARE now coming out against Trump. I mean, they're all just raising the roof against Donald. The EU president made a nasty remark about Donald Trump. The Pope has. No matter where he turns, he's in trouble. The EU president said Trump's America is threatening, is more threatening, actually, than Russia, China, and the jihad. I mean, with that kind of rhetoric, I think what we're watching is the Marxists have got to, and this is a global deal, have got to bring Trump down, or they've lost. But then again, maybe this is a monkey wrench in the plans that the Lord had in the very beginning. He said something about a strange act.
Well,
so I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I think a strange act is accurate because, as we've shared before, so many people believe that Obama, the 44th president of the United States, and there were many claims that he was the last. There would never be another president. And we do. We are currently operating with a 45th president, which if you look at Isaiah 45, there is some classic evidence there of a Cyrus scenario.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's, you know, and if you look, if you watch closely, I've never seen security around a presidential administration, even though it's not fully implemented. Have you ever seen the security to the degree that we're watching?
No, when I was watching the ceremonies, you know, when they were walking down the street and driving down the street for the inauguration stuff, I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, both sides of the street were lined with troops, basically. I don't know if they were SWAT or who they were, but they were all in uniform and side by side for the whole route. I mean, that's hundreds of people. And that ne'er-do-well Sorcher Fall, a.k.a. The FSB or whoever, we don't know who it is that's giving him the information. But she said that, you know, this is, he's hired in some Russian, either, I don't know if they're Spetsnaz or Special Forces. So he's not above hiring in mercenaries for protection. And, of course, he did view, I'm sure, the Kennedy attack and how the Secret Service was removed so that Kennedy could be assassinated. And that would make anybody, I would think, with a halfway decent brain to consider he needs other security other than just Secret Service. So
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
I was watching that really, really close, and you remember, a matter of fact, when you looked at the press conference or whatever he had there in the White House, you know, to announce, you know, Neil Gorsuch as the
yes,
you know, his appointee for the Supreme Court, if you noticed, before that actually started and people were seated, I saw military everywhere. Now, a lot of them were dressed as if, you know, they were dressed in their finery, their military finery. They were really dressed up, but I was watching them. They were surrounding Trump's family in that room almost with a wall of bodies. I mean, and a lot of that parade, which you were talking about lining the streets, that was the same type military folks. You know, you don't know whether they're from, you know, military academies. You really don't, but it was like bodies were out there really hindering someone trying something because it was just too many of them. They were everywhere. And, you know, we've talked, Stuart, you and I both, we brought up a number of times, and you've asked the question, why all of these military generals and these military officers surrounding Trump, even before he became the president? I think we're beginning to see the answers to that now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something, well, there's something going on behind the scenes. I just can't quite put my finger on it. And I often wonder, too, is Obama going to come back? If you start, I believe, with back in 1967, he would be the seventh. Then he goes out of office, and then he comes back. You know, he was and was not, and then comes back. That actually, that prophecy I've always attributed to Medo-Persia and all those ancient nations, where Babylon disappeared forever, basically, and then all of a sudden returns as the United States of America, which is also the center of everything that old ancient Babylon had, we have here. The United Nations, the great city Babylon, New York City, the Tower of Babel is now the United Nations. And on and on and on it goes. It's just a duplicate in a different place. And the prophecies against America here are very, very interesting, particularly the ruler against ruler, violence in the land. I really do believe we are watching that right now, and prophecy is unfolding before our very eyes, and folks, don't relax at all. I got a feeling that we're going to see some rapid changes, war, and internal conflict, whatnot. I mean, for Trump to say, well, I'm going to send troops into Mexico if you guys don't clean it up. He's also said the same thing to Chicago, hasn't he? Basically, you either clean it up or we're coming in.
Well, absolutely. And the media were really awestruck this evening because suddenly Trump, unannounced, him and Ivanka went out, got into Marine One, and left, and the news media just went nuts. Where was he going? There was no announcement of a meeting, of a move, or anything. And you know where he went, Stuart? He did a very presidential thing. You know, there's been one Navy SEAL killed under his orders to actually attack the Taliban, and they did. They attacked the Taliban. They killed a number of them. They killed, I understood, three or four high-level Taliban leadership and gathered a lot of intelligence, and one Navy SEAL was killed, and Trump secretly went to the air base where the body of the Navy SEAL was being brought back home to be there as the body arrived, and that was very presidential, and it was striking, and the media almost went crazy. Where did he go? Well, that's where he went. He's doing the right things, but of course, everything he does is wrong, according to them.
Yeah. Well, I have a headline here, and this is interesting. Was Trump's first raid leaked? Al-Qaeda fighters were heavily armed and knew that the troops were coming before the botched raid that killed a little girl and a naval SEAL. The little girl was 8 years old and was among several non-combatants killed in Trump's first raid. She was the daughter of an American Al-Qaeda leader who was killed in the 2011 raid. Also killed in the attack was SEAL Team Leader 6, William Owens. Officials said that in the president's first strike, almost everything went wrong. He may have a leak. He doesn't have any friends. You know, a lot of these people that he's got surrounding him, I'm not convinced they're his friends at all. What say you?
Oh, I think he's got to be very careful. Now, you know, an attack on Taliban is very difficult because you got to remember we're dealing with the Afghanistan government, and at the same time, remember, there's a lot of NATO in there too. You know, I don't know if you remember that movie that was out about the carrier group that one of their planes was shot down. I guess what, over Sarajevo, or you know.
Yes. Yes. Behind enemy lines.
Yeah, behind enemy lines. Well, you remember how NATO kept betraying the commander? And matter of fact,
yes,
he lost his command because he went in and saved the guy, one of the pilots that wasn't killed. And that's a real deal.
Well, you know, there was a deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to say, a lot of these things, people don't realize this is history. And you know, everybody's telling him, oh, don't talk about NATO. Don't act like maybe we need to restructure NATO. Leave it alone. It's working fine. Well, it didn't work too fine during that, did it?
No, they have defanged our commanders, and it's too bad, because I think that movie portrayed exactly why we have gone in and lost several wars. It's unlike Putin, who gives his field commanders full power to do whatever they think they have to do. In fact, there are people who analyzed World War II, for example, and said that it was our troops who disobeyed a lot of orders that actually won the war. You know, because if you're in the field and you're there and you are a good commander or whatever, squad commander, why would you tie their hands? If you don't trust them, you get rid of them. But if you do trust them, let them do what they have to do. And that's what happened in World War II. They say a lot of the things that went down that led to our victories was exactly that the little squad commanders and whatnot took it upon themselves to just do what they knew they had to do. And it sounds to me like that's exactly what Putin has done with his commanders. If we lose contact, you're on your own. Do what you want. Do what you feel you have to do.
Yeah, Stuart. Matter of fact, Putin's field commanders, say the ones in Crimea or up by the Baltics or even around Moscow, if they lose contact with Putin or their central government, the Kremlin government, they have the authority to fire nuclear ballistic missiles on their own. Not like America. I don't guess, you know, especially with Obama, you could have fired one. Well, you know, you just couldn't have. Matter of fact, remember what Obama said right off the bat when he became president? We would absorb a first strike. We wouldn't even strike back.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a headline here that should make every woman here, and if the men have any strength left in them and they're not been too feminized, this is what's going on. Muslims say they will make it legal to rape white women when they take over Europe. Now, can you imagine that? And this is what they're trying to do to the United States. People just don't know it. We have been infiltrated. We have, if you read Jeremiah 50, 51, very carefully, even Isaiah, we have been infiltrated by these people under Obama. He has brought in truckloads of these fighting men. And when the call is made to rise up, and I think this is all going to be coordinated, how goes the riots in the cities and all that? Was that fairly quiet today, Larry, or were they still up and at them?
Currently, there's some protesting going on, but it's not to the measure that it was during the weekend of the immigration move by Trump, which all he was doing was trying to secure the borders and stop, you know, intruders from coming in, and of course the left didn't want that at all. They don't want any borders. They don't want anything. Now Mexico appears to be threatening the United States to force it to move its borders further back in the United States, away from the river. And you know, of course, you know, I don't think they understand Trump. I don't think they understand Trump's judgment, and judgment doesn't bow a lot.
You got some very good point. Here's a headline for all you listeners to take note of. America under siege. Insiders warn of triggers for an Islamic uprising as America sits at the precipice of widespread civil unrest. And that's kind of like that bloodbath in that dream you had. There's going to be a bloodbath coming.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I really don't see
a way around it. We are so locked in, Stuart. We have been left open to the enemy for 8 solid years. You can't
yes.
negate that suddenly. You just can't say, well, King's X, you know, if there's any terrorist groups here or any coming across the border, et cetera, King's X, it don't work that way. When you leave it open like it was open, you know that, and there are reports, there are intel reports out there that they're waiting. There's groups waiting now for a move. And I expect a bloodbath. I think the Lord showed me a bloodbath coming, and in the dream it was soon. And I was warning law enforcement it was coming soon. And so, you know, to go along with that too, Stuart, I was going to mention one of Barry Rothman's new Torah codes. He just finished.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's got a brand new one. Matter of fact, it's entitled CIA's Mike Pompeo, Real Atomic Threat Concerns Matrix. And let me read these words to you. Barry Rothman, January the 30th, ran this code, and it says, number one, Mike Pompeo, number two, intelligence, number three, agency, number four, atomic, number five, threat, number six, mail, number seven, dirt or dust, number eight, dirty, number nine, Egypt, number 10, Israel. And this reminded me so much, Stuart, of you remember Tom Clancy's book, The Sum of All Fears, that they made into a movie?
Yes, I certainly do. Yep.
And you know, we're talking.
Yeah.
I won't take up much time, but I wanted to read the beginning of his book because
yes.
it's different from the movie, and we'll go into that later time. But let me read you. There's two captions here that Tom Clancy, you know, back in years ago, wrote this book. It's an 800-page novel. Number one, and what's interesting too, at the heading of his book in the forefront there, he talks about a quote by Winston Churchill, and remember, that's the new bus that was just moved into the Trump office there in the White House. And here's I'd like your comments on this. It says, Winston Churchill, why you may take the most gallant sailor, the most intrepid airman, or the most audacious soldier, put them at a table together, what do you get? The sum of their fears. Now, let me read this, Herman Kahn on thermonuclear war. Now, listen to this caption. This is in Tom Clancy's novel.
Mm-hmm.
The two contenders met with all their troops on the field of Comlin to negotiate. Both sides were fully armed and desperately suspicious that the other side was going to try some ruse or stratagem. The negotiations were going along smoothly until one of the knights was stung by an asp and drew his sword to kill the reptile. The others saw the sword being drawn and immediately fell upon each other. A tremendous slaughter ensued. The Chronicle is quite specific about the point that the slaughter was excessive, chiefly because the battle took place without preparations and premeditation. Herman Kahn on thermonuclear war. Now, why? At this point, I would ask you the question, the sum of all fears, which we remember there was a nuke used in that. It was a found or a lost Israeli nuke, and it was used in the U.S., and they tried to blame it on Russia to start a U.S. attack on Russia. Now, what are we seeing today? The war hawks, the certain ones, trying to force a confrontation between the U.S. and Russia. And now suddenly Barry Rothman comes out with a new code warning with the guy's name as the new, head
mm-hmm.
of intelligence in the U.S. and an atomic of a shipment of a dirty nuke.
Well, it certainly reminds me of That was a Super Bowl that the president went to attend. And it was in Baltimore, or nearby Baltimore, and they brought it in by ship. The Super Bowl this year, which is Sunday or Saturday, I'm not sure which, that goes at Houston, which is on shore. It's, you know, the ocean's right there. It'd be easy to bring something in. Then you have the movie Oblivion, where Tom Cruise lands at a Super Bowl site, and on the sign says 2017, and the place was a wreck. In other words, 2017 was the last Super Bowl ever played. Now, movies give a lot of clues, so I'm a little concerned. I guess I get a little concerned over every Super Bowl, because what a beautiful way for a terrorist to make a huge statement. And although security, I guess, Homeland Security has put that as what, a number two threat? The Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was surprised. We had talked about this, Stuart, and suddenly you saw the headline as we were talking on the phone, and you said, look at that. They hadn't even mentioned the security of the Super Bowl having a threat, and now suddenly on Fox News, the Super Bowl, the upcoming Super Bowl, is security threat number two.
Yeah. So they must know something that nobody else does. But it's a huge gathering. I don't know if Trump's going. I pray that he doesn't. I also pray, of course, that nothing happens. But let's switch over to Earth changes. We've got problems with the sun. In fact, I've been reading some articles on it that we're getting constantly bathed in solar gamma ray bursts here. And it's probably having an effect on people. Remember the headline where NASA was afraid that if they flew at high altitudes, it would affect people's minds. So here are some headlines. Gateway to Hell is cracking. NASA images reveal new fissures and unexplained rise in lava levels. Fire hose of lava flows from Kilauea volcano. Volcano in Alaska islands erupt. Aviation warnings issued. Seismic activity recorded around numerous volcanic sites. Underwater volcanoes erupting near Tonga. Melting glaciers set to uncover nuclear waste from secret underground military bases. There's no end to this stuff.
No, and by the way, Stuart, there's a huge coronal hole on the sun right now, and we are really streaming these protons. And that, you remember the movie 2012? You know, these energized protons from the sun were literally expanding inner Earth, so to speak, and that was the basis of the 2012 movie. And Stan Deo said, well, that's accurate. You know, the scenario's accurate, and look what's happening right now. We're getting hit with it, and the sun was so bright today, Stuart, so bright.
Yeah, there's something going on, and I know a lot of people don't feel well. Well, that's probably why. Here's something for you. This is the latest botch. He just released it today, but I want to read a little bit of it. There are continued growth of new supporting sets for sun disease and its effects on humanity. Some of these effects will have been in the data now for over 10 years, and listen carefully, and include stupefaction, mental fading that will resemble dementia, but will be brief, sudden onsets, and also in young people. There are problems in using these words other than applied at a broad level of aggregation as they form sets that are now describing brain fog that will affect large groups of people suddenly and more or less at the same time. These brain fogs are the result of unknown energies from space that include sun influences. The data sets are suggesting that in some areas, due to unknown conditions, we will find that sun disease symptoms of sudden brain dysfunction will start to be reported. Note that these are all described in the data as occurring out of doors with some peculiar local atmospheric conditions. So, you know, this is, it's going to get serious, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when we were talking about that wave, that cosmic wave that could come through and actually alter the consciousness, like the New Age people say, and they will think they are gods, as the book of Ezekiel says. In other words, it changes some higher and maybe brings others down low, like they're zombies. But he's got a lot of stuff here on Earth changes, and none of it is good.
Wow.
New UV, other unknown energies from space, where we have rapid evaporation, he's calling it ocean fogs, being temporarily linked to abnormal snows and abnormal cold. More supporting sets continue to pile onto the ice age subsets. These new sets are bringing in longer term values for new lands and a diaspora to these new lands. Earth expansion sets are now bringing in lightning from the ground with attendant ground thunder over much of 2017. Oh. We've had that. Some of these sets are forecasting ground noises and flashes of light will become so prevalent over these next few years as to cause wrecks and stop traffic dead for miles in all directions. So I think that kind of proves we are in a body electric, doesn't it?
Wow, that sounds a lot like, remember the movie The Core?
Yes, I do. Here's another one. Yet more cross-links are showing up between UFO sightings and the emerging Earth changes. These are including swarms of both earthquakes and UFOs together. Some of these sets are for Southern California and Mexico for a day of rocking in which two sets of swarms of earthquakes will also each have swarms of UFO sightings near the epicenters of the quakes. Well, of course, a lot of people don't realize, and I found that out when I was reading Park's book on earthquakes, but it releases plasma balls. They're kind of a form of ball lightning, I guess. And they go up in the air and they wander all around. So people would report them as UFOs. But what we've really got going on here is Earth expansion, and it's accelerating fairly rapidly. Anyway, they talk about earthquakes in Antarctica as well, causing many freak-out faces with the elites at the global level. They've been trying to hide these earthquakes, but they say that, well, that reminds me of Project Bluebeam. Earthquakes will reveal all kinds of ancient knowledge that will destroy Christianity. And he talks about that in here, that all the religions of the world are going to be just smashed with the new knowledge that they're bringing in.
What do you think? Oh, I think
we got an email from somebody, and I wish we'd had a little more time to do it, but they wanted to know about such things, and I invite everybody. It's Enigma at True Insight. Drop the E on True, T-R-U, insight.com. If you got something you want us to investigate or talk about. Anyway, they wanted to talk about the more paranormal stuff. Where do you want to start on that? Because we've both had rather paranormal events, and maybe start with Red Star?
Yeah, we could, if you like.
When I was working on an investigation into Tithonia and the structures that were found there, and the UFOs on the ramps, you were being taken to Mars. Can you really get into that a little more for the folks out there that listen? I mean, I knew what was going on, but I didn't tell you what I was doing. So it was really fascinating for me because I was getting confirmation from you as to what I was actually looking at.
Oh, that was kind of bizarre. I didn't know at all. I had no knowledge that you actually had obtained real NASA or JPL images of Mars and a location of a partial ancient, as you described it, and partial more modern civilization there. And you had that data in hand, and you was actually working on it, and this was a secret. I mean, I really didn't. You didn't even share this with me, and I had no knowledge you was doing that. But suddenly, I began to have experiences on Mars. I would find myself, and of course, remote viewers try these same type of things, I suppose. But I wasn't remote viewing. I was actually taken by the spirit and shown these things. And I was even shown. I guess it was Typhonia, because I was in the tunnel that you were aware of, and I was describing a being that I met in that tunnel that walked right past me and never saw me, and I described saucer craft, and you had images of saucer craft, and this is very incredible, because I had seven or eight, one after the other experiences, and I would call you after I would have one of them, and I would explain it to you and describe what I saw, and you would say, uh-huh, and that's interesting, and you was making your notes, I guess, but I was not aware of that. You never revealed that you had the images and was working on the almost a reconstruction of everything you viewed into what it would apparently would look like and looked like at the time. And here I was going and seeing these things and calling and giving you confirmation by the Spirit without your knowledge. You didn't know I was going. I would just call you after the event and tell you. And this was, mm-hmm. I call it paranormal, if people want to use that term.
Well, what's interesting is you saw a nest, what you described as a nest, and also UFOs, I guess, what, a fleet? More than one. I saw, when I was working on Tithonia, on a little Tithonia city, there were two very large UFOs, circular craft, sitting on the ramp there among the ruins. But you saw something, what was that? You described it at the time as a nest, I think.
Well, there was those were two different instances you mentioned. Number one, I was shown the so-called nest. I didn't know what it was, but I was shown it looked like a kind of a mountain. It was gated. There was a gate there that some kind of portal-like gate in front of it that actually looked like something similar maybe to Stan Dale, what he described on the Tower of Babel at the top, something that possibly was a portal. And I could not go inside it. I was not allowed to go inside it. But outside it, I looked inside, and there were grays coming out of the I was given the term nest, and references in the Bible. If people look up here in your lexicon or your Strong's Concordance and find the word nest and apply it to a location on Mars, it's there, and it talks about entities that inhabit this nest, and et cetera, et cetera. But then, on the other hand, too, I remember I followed the saucer with people that had been abducted, and it went underground, yes. and underground it landed beside a fleet of these things, and they were all underground on Mars. And so, I've probably seen too many things and drew attention to myself with talk on this and radio shows like other people have, but this is real.
Yeah, I don't think people realize and how that probably ties right back into Antarctica and the Nazis and anti-gravity devices that they had. CIA insiders claim that they had at least three operational, at least that's what they found, were three operational flying saucers. Buzz Aldrin was told by people, I believe it was Buzz Aldrin anyway, that spoke to Von Braun. It might not have been him, but it was one of the astronauts. And he said that Von Braun said they had been working on very strange, bizarre craft. And all of a sudden, a lot of that stuff disappeared. And it went they don't know where it went, but 100 submarines vanished that they have, they cannot, you know, find them. So I think all this activity down in Antarctica has to do with that. It has to do with ancient civilizations, probably pre-Adam and Eve. A lot of people don't realize that the Bible does say quite emphatically in Genesis that there was somebody here or something here before Adam and Eve, that the world was then, at whatever civilization it was then kind of wiped out, and then it was, the world was recreated for Adam and Eve, and the Lord says, go forth and replenish. Well, you don't use the word replenish unless there was something there before that you're supposed to go forth and replenish it. So I think what they're going to find. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention while you was talking about this, you know, you named, and I don't know why you gave it that name, but you called it Project, I believe, Red Star. And what's so interesting is, you know, and I told you, I said, the Lord said that's going to be a non-event. And you were on Art Bell, and they refused to talk about this subject data. You had Lear,
yes.
You know, John Lear, try to bring it up. Nobody would talk about it because there's that term Project Red Star. And then later, Louis Scantum Berlino, a journalist in Italy,
Europe.
Actually
yeah.
released some secret data on a Project Red Sun, which is almost the exact terminology you used for your project, and that was a very, very deep secret project.
Yeah, I had somebody got a hold of our Red Star, and he took it to I don't know why he did it, but he took it to NASA, and they said, you're not supposed to know anything about this. Where'd you get this? So I did stumble on. It's kind of like when I made the Iron Mountain report, the report from Iron Mountain, you know, Blueprint for Tyranny. And I made that quite innocently to for the Christians who were serious prophecy students, because Iron Mountain report dovetailed immediately right into what the prophet said, and that went absolutely bonkers all over the world. Millions of copies were stolen and made. So I guess you kind of stumble into these things and you don't really know what's going on. So anyway, what other, have you got any other things you'd like to talk about? We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, the only thing I'd just add to all of this is at the same time, you know, that you were doing the study on Tithonia, Tom Horn released to me a couple of images. Remember, I think I sent
yes.
you a copy. One was of a triangle craft on the moon, and they were drilling for something around that craft. And then another was what appeared to be a moon base hidden in a canyon. And these are very, and matter of fact, he said this was also NASA JPL stuff and hidden, and a lot of that hadn't came out yet, but, you know, what you did with your information on Mars, there is stuff on Mars, and people don't seem to have a clue.
They don't seem to be interested in it, but I got a feeling they're going to be very interested in the very near future, because it plays right into the arrival that Von Braun spoke about. Anyway, email us again at true, T-R-U, drop the E, insight, insight.com, and we'll try and talk about, we got a lot of this kind of stuff that Larry and I can go into. Larry, how do they find you?
Oh, the quickest way is follow my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Oh, good. And I remind everybody, become a paying member of Night Shadows. You'll be amazed at the information you're going to find there. And hopefully on Friday we can maybe get into some more of this paranormal stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on all around the world. It's not just in America or Wisconsin or Oklahoma. It's everywhere, and it's accelerating. Indeed, I believe the gates of hell have been opened, and we're going to be dealing with it one-on-one, face-to-face in the very near future. not going to be pleasant. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And
good night,
everyone. Yep.